Open Windows, March the 5th. The Reality of the Eternal. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1, verse 12. Those of us who have tasted of this world's springs have recognized the kinship between what is there and what is in religion, so far as the soul nature is concerned. It is only a matter of difference of realms, not of nature. What the music and drama of the world produced in one way, the soul-stirring, rousing craving, the pathos, tears, contempt, hatred, anger, melancholy, pleasure, and so on, are all the same, only under different auspices and in a different setting. And the fact is that it passes, and we are really no further on. A little better music, a change of preacher, a less familiar place, a few more thrills will perhaps stimulate our souls. But where are we after all? Oh, how Satan must laugh behind his mask. Oh, for reality, the reality of the eternal. Oh, that men might see that, while a highly cultivated soul, with a keen sense of the beautiful and sublime, is immeasurably preferable to a sordid one, so far as this world is concerned, it is not necessarily a criterion that such has a personal living knowledge of God as a person, and has really been born anew. When we pray for revival, let us be careful as to what we are after and as to what means we use to promote it or carry it on. The Apostle Paul makes it very clear that the secret of everything in his life and service was the fact that he received his gospel by revelation. We may even know the Bible most perfectly as a book and yet be spiritually dead and ineffective. When the scriptures say so much about the knowledge of God and of the truth as the basis of eternal life, resulting in being set free, doing exploits and so on, they also affirm that man cannot, by searching, find out God. And they make it abundantly clear that it is knowledge in the spirit, not in the natural mind. Thus a rich knowledge of the scripture, an accurate technical grasp of Christian doctrine, a doing of Christian work by all the resources of men's natural wisdom or ability, a clever manipulation and interesting presentation of Bible content and themes, may get not one whit beyond the natural life of men and still remain within the realms of spiritual death. Men cannot be argued, reasoned, fascinated, interested, emotioned, willed, enthused, impassioned into the kingdom of the heavens. They can only be born, and that is by spiritual quickening.